From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, January 19th, 2018. And on this day, there has been some confusion and some controversy over why naloxone's not available over-the-counter yet in Maine. We'll look at what's behind it. And another delay in retail recreational marijuana. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
The state's congressional delegation is divided over funding the federal government for another month, and talks are still continuing in Washington. They acknowledge that a partial shutdown is possible if an agreement can't be reached, but as Mal Leary reports, it wouldn't have a big immediate impact in Maine.
Programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will continue to send benefit checks, and many federal workers will stay on the job, including law enforcement and the military. National parks, including Acadia, will be closed and staff laid off, and other federal agencies will furlough all but essential workers. The more than 4,000 civilian workers at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Kittery could be furloughed. The longer the shutdown lasts, the greater the impact on Maine. State agencies such as the Departments of Labor, Environmental Protection, and Health and Human Services employ a good number of federally paid workers, and hundreds would face a furlough as federal funding is exhausted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
The legislative committee charged with developing regulations for the sale of recreational marijuana in Maine has voted to extend a moratorium on the adult-use market until mid-April. Steve Missler has details.
The moratorium that's been in place since last year has had little practical effect on the marijuana law voters approved back in 2016. That's because Republican Governor Paul LePage vetoed a bill last fall that would have established licensing standards for the purchase and sale of marijuana. Nevertheless, lawmakers on the Marijuana Implementation Committee voted Friday to extend the moratorium, which expires on February 1st, to April 18th. Without a moratorium on sales, some fear the public will be confused into thinking that it's okay to proceed with retail business plans. Committee Chairwoman Teresa Peirce, a Democrat from Falmouth, says the moratorium has the dual effect of reminding the public that the adult-use market is still offline, while also encouraging lawmakers to continue drafting a bill to get it up and running.
This is a simple bill that addresses it. It keeps the pressure on us to do our work, to establish good policy.
Peirce and others thought they'd achieve good policy after spending 9 months crafting a bill last year. But the LePage administration largely excluded itself from the process, and the governor vetoed the bill. Lawmakers on the committee are now trying to craft a second proposal, with an eye toward getting a veto-proof majority in the legislature, or, potentially, the governor's signature. But recreational marijuana advocates, including David Boyer, who helped lead the 2016 ballot initiative, worry that the committee is negotiating with itself, and that its work will be in vain.
To be perfectly frank, we're starting to even wonder if it's, you know, worth doing anything this session. If 2018 is just a lost year, why try to appease a governor that's not going to support anything that this committee...
Again, we're not going to reference anyone else other than the work at this committee, so thank you.
Peirce cut off Boyer during his testimony before the committee, saying he wasn't allowed to speculate about the governor. But Boyer isn't the only one who wonders if the effort to create regulations for an adult-use market is a fantasy that won't be realized until after LePage leaves office next year. Democratic Representative Lydia Bloom of York worries that the administration will be less inclined to negotiate if the moratorium is extended.
I just see that what we have done here as a committee, though, is that we have extended the moratoriums and that, therefore, have extended the inaction of the executive branch to do the work that they need to do. If we didn't extend this moratorium, would it help them write rules?
Ultimately, Bloom joined her colleagues on the committee in unanimously backing the moratorium extension. The proposal now goes to the full legislature for votes that are likely to take place next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine is one of 39 states that allows the dispensing of the anti-overdose drug naloxone to opioid addicts without a doctor's prescription. But while state regulators issued rules last August to provide guidance to pharmacists selling the drug, They have yet to be approved by Governor Paula Page. The Board of Pharmacy says it will wait for a response from LePage before instructing pharmacies on the new policy, even though it's not legally obligated to do so. A.J. Higgins has more.
Many Mainers with opioid addiction say they need easy access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone that was approved for over-the-counter dispensing by the Maine legislature last year. But that implementation policy has been delayed by the Maine Board of Pharmacy, pending an awaited review by Governor Paul LePage. Now, 5 months later, the rules are still not in place, and Maine Attorney General Janet Mills says the board has waited too long to apply them.
They're ready to go out the door. They're ready to be promulgated, to invite some public comment. They're routine technical rules, though, so it's not a major process.
Although the Board of Pharmacy is following the informal past practice of allowing the governor's office to respond to the proposed rules, Mills says that with lives on the line, political courtesies must be set aside.
Like some of the governors before him, this governor apparently is asked to review these rules. I'm assuming he's had sufficient time to review the rules at this point and that they should just go out the door. And the pharmacy board has the authority to do that and perhaps the responsibility to do that in this instance.
Is she technically correct that we can release them as a board? The answer is yes. Are we going to do that? No, we're following protocol.
Protocol, in this instance, is simply another word for politics, a factor that the Board of Pharmacy's chair, Joe Bruno, says cannot be overlooked. Bruno, appointed to the panel by Democratic Governor John Baldacci and elevated to chair by LePage, is a former Republican House leader who owns a chain of drugstores throughout Maine. Despite the board's approval of the rules, LePage has alternately said that he believes naloxone, also known as Narcan, saves lives. Yet, he's also said that the drug provides addicts with another opportunity to overdose. Mills has been a supporter of the over-the-counter naloxone policy and is a vocal critic of LePage on a number of issues. And as Bruno notes, she is also a Democratic candidate for governor.
This is nothing new. This has just become a political issue for the Democrats.
On Friday, the Maine Democratic Party issued a press release pointing out that LePage's former Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner, Mary Mayhew, has now joined four of five GOP candidates for governor who support over-the-counter access for naloxone, also known as Narcan. Mayhew confirmed that position Friday.
As a mother of two boys, if I were faced with this situation, I would want access to Narcan.
Julie Rabinowitz, the governor's press secretary, says he has the proposed naloxone rules and that his response is, quote, pending. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
The Jackman town manager is facing a backlash on social media and questions from the town's selectmen for what some characterize as his white supremacist views. Tom Kaczynski says those views are personal, separate from his job, and don't reflect anything other than white pride. Susan Sharon has more.
As town manager, Kaczynski serves at the pleasure of the Jackman selectmen. He's held the post for the past 6 months and says his primary interest is to help a small town succeed. His focus, he says, is on lowering taxes and preserving the local health care system. But in his private life, Kaczynski bills himself as the steward for an organization and new kind of community called New Albion. The group's online welcome page says it, quote, values emphasizing the positive aspects of our European heritage and uniquely American identity.
New Albion is not about white supremacy. It's really, as far as that goes, it's about civil rights. And we are an organization that supports all the people of New England who want to subscribe to Western culture and the sort of traditional beliefs we have.
Among other things, Kaczynski says that includes support for nature, families, and community. He says several dozen members have joined since last year. We are a cultural movement, he says, not a racial movement. But some of his social media posts are attracting attention for being just the opposite. On the social network Gab, Kaczynski boasts of building a, quote, rapidly strengthening foothold here in Western Maine. The ideas sell themselves when people see all our corrupt politicians rushing to glorify S-holes like Haiti on TV, he writes. On Facebook, he criticizes Europeans for, quote, letting Islam run all over them. and goes on to say, laws are useless when our governments seek to import people who believe ideas that run contrary to all our traditions.
I think that bringing people in from Islamic culture is a mistake. And the reason I think that is because, one, they don't Sharia law does not accept the separation of church and state. And because of that, you can't have the foundation of the individual as sovereign under law.
Reached by telephone Friday afternoon, two members of the Jackman Board of Selectmen said they were unaware of Kaczynski's viewpoints and his posts until being contacted by a reporter. After reading some of them, Charles Lumbert said they were concerned enough to contact the town's attorney, who advised them not to discuss them publicly. On Facebook, meanwhile, links to Kaczynski's posts were being shared and criticized as racist, something Kaczynski rejects.
I do reject the description of me as a white supremacist.
And while some are calling for a response from the town, Kaczynski maintains that he's entitled to his personal opinions and confident that residents of Jackman will not be intimidated.
I see few things as less American as saying that if you exercise your freedom of speech, that you're going to punish other people for what someone says, or saying that that right should be silenced for anybody.
Calls to the town's attorney were not immediately returned. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Finally, today, tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary since President Donald Trump was officially sworn into office. Here in Maine, Trump carried the 2nd Congressional District, where he beat Hillary Clinton by a solid 10 points. We wondered how voters there are feeling about him now and what they want to see going forward.
Yes, I'm Peter Richard, and I live here in Lewiston, Maine. I mean, I didn't see a point of having a woman president at the time. I don't know, she just was crooked, but she, you know, about a lot of stuff.
I voted for Trump just to keep her out of office. My name's Monique Devlin. I'm from Lewiston, Maine. Between the two of them, I found I didn't have much choice, and I did not want Hillary Clinton, because I believe she's just very crooked.
It's time for some change. Dwayne, Giles, Prue, Maine. Well, actually, it come down to two, pretty much. It's either him or Hillary. And as you know, Hillary's got issues. maybe she should be locked up. I don't know. But
I think he's done well, though there's been a lot of controversy about stupid things. Anything he does wrong, they'll make it bigger than what it is. But otherwise than that, I don't think he's been a bad president.
Well, one of the actual things that he has done is he didn't give up on North Korea. So actually, he has North Korea and South Korea talking.
I'm very happy with what Trump has done so far. I'm very happy.
Lisa Shardlow.
And I live in Dixfield. I like the fact that he's a very shrewd businessman. I like that he's cut and dry. He doesn't leave you wondering what he's thinking. He says what he thinks. Some of the things he says, maybe he could say them in a different way, because he can be a little brash, just like Governor LePage.
What we're doing in the country shouldn't be on our Twitter, you know. Fern Labby, Lewiston, Maine. I think if he pushes the wall too much, he might be losing a lot of people. I mean,
well, I don't know if it's actually too late to build a wall between us and Mexico or not, but I don't know. If things fail here, I might have to go down and help build a wall. Look for a job somewhere.
I wish he'd stop tweeting. That's for sure.
Yes, I'm really pleased with what he does, and I've learned a lot from him. My name is Dr. Chappelle. I live in the Rufford area. And he gets the right man for the job, you know, because he gets stuff done. No, in the other parts, don't do that.
He's bringing businesses back, cutting taxes on the big corporations. I know a lot of people don't believe that he should, but it brings jobs.
As what he's done actually so far, yeah, I'd vote for him again. I would.
I'll give him another year before I can say what I would. I was happy that I voted for him, you know.
Yes, I am quite happy what he did, and we need a lot more of it.
On the long run, I think we'll be all right. Interview me next year. I'll be here the same time.
We spoke to nearly a dozen people from five towns in the 2nd District, and all of them said they still support President Trump. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, January 19th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.